Shalom to all. Today we're going to say Kalim Perkutzain, Mishnechas Mishnechas, and today's Mishnah is being learned with Choshes Basrachol, Shishi Bezachar Vajim Sivakago, and Big Kar of Mamesh. And we continue the theme of the previous Mishnah is Kizayas Shamru, when the Chum said the Shir of a Kizayas. And we know there's many Shirim of a Kizayas. For example, a Kizayas of a corpse or of an Avela, a dead animal, that's Metame, Soloi Gadol Vloi Katan, Ela Beinness. It's not talking about a large or small olive, rather an average size olive. And Zaguri, this is the Aguri type olive, that's the classification, that's the type of olive that you know is the average size. Okay, so Ayur Sha'amru, when Chazal said that we measure based off a kernel of barley, we know that Etzim Kisa'ira, a bone from a corpse the size of barley, is Metame. So like Tana, it's not a large barley or small barley, Elabaninus, an average size barley, and Zumid Baris, that's the Midbar type barley. And Kadash Sha'amru, when they said lentil, this has to do with Tomas Sheretz, that a piece of a dead Sheretz, the size of an Hadasha of a lentil, is Metame. Like Tana, it's not large or small lentils, Elabaninus, an average lentil, and Zumitzris, this is the Mitzri lentil. Another din, call Metalthalan Vivinus Atoma, Ba'aviam Ardea, when they said that all carried objects, they can bring Toma onto a person with the thickness of a Mardea. We'll explain this in a moment. Like God of Loi Katan, it's not talking about a large one or small one, Ela Beinani, rather an average one. And Ezwi Beinani, what is an average one? Kol Shekef Tefach, if the circumference is a Tefach. Now, what's this referring to? So we know that if a person is underneath the same roof, Ayhel, as a mace, as a corpse, he becomes Tame, even though he's not touching the mace. Now, this doesn't actually have to be a full-fledged Ayhel, a real proper roof, like you're thinking. It could really be anything that's over him and the mace at the same time. And that's what we mean. It's mevias hatoma. Anything that's the thickness of a mardea, if it's over the person and the mace, the corpse, it's going to be metame him. Now, a mardea is an ox goad. It's basically a thick piece of wood. It was used for prodding and poking cattle to have them move along. And that's what the Mishnah told us. It's not a thick one or a thin one, rather an average one. And the average one is that its circumference is a tefach. On the Mishnah test, ha'ama sha'amru, when they spoke about an ama, we see this lashon in the Torah already. We also know it has to do with Helchas Shabbos and Erevin and Sukkah and many other different things that we measure length by ama. So how much is ama? But ama beininess, that's an average size ama. And the reason we're saying average ama is because we're going to see there's multiple sizes of amas. The average ama is 6 tefachim. A tefach is 4 finger breaths. So an ama, which is 6 tefachim, is 24 finger breaths. And there's a smaller ama, which is 5 tefachim. And there's a larger ama, which is 6 tefachim and a little bit. So the classic size ama is ama beininess. Now more about the measurement of an ama. Ushtei amas hoi b'shushan abira. There were two measurements, two rulers that were an ama in Shushan Abira. Now this is not referring to the classic Shushan, as in the capital city of Persia that the Purim story revolved around. It's talking about a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash that was called Shushan Abira, and that's because when they were given permission to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash by the Persian king, this was built for them to remember that they have to have Amos Malchus Aleihem, that they're still subjects of the Persian king. Bottom line is, there were two rulers of an Amma in the Shushan Abira, Achzakar Mizrachus Tzfainis v'Achzakar Mizrachus Drimes. One of them was on the northeastern corner, the other one was on the southeastern corner, and Shalkar Mizrachus Tzfainis, Haishi Serah Shalmashe Chatzi Atzba. The one that was on the northeastern corner was half of a finger breadth longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's Amma, which is the classic 6 tefach Amma. So this was 6 tefachim and half of a finger breadth, which is basically 24 and a half finger breadths. And Shalkar Mizrachus Drimes, the one was on the southeastern corner, Haishi Serah Leha Chatzi Atzba. It was half a finger breadth longer than the first one, which means it was 25 finger breadths. Name says Yisera Shalmashe Atzba. Turns out the second ruler of an Amma was a full finger breadth longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's one, which again was 6 tefachim even, only 24 finger breaths. Now, v'lama amru achaz gadol v'achaz katana, why is it they said that there's a large and a small measurement? Now, it's important to point out over here that when we say large one, that's referring to these two large rulers that we just mentioned, and when we say katana, that's talking about the average size of Moshe Rabbeinu's, that's a 6 tefach one. Why do we have this range of within 6 tefachim, we have 6 regular, and then 6 and a half a finger breath, and 6 and 1 extra finger breath? Why is that? The answer is, el shumanim notam b'katana v'achazim b'gadayla, the umanim, the craftsmen, they would take with the small and give back with the big, so they don't run into issues of me'ila. What's this referring to? So these umanim, these craftsmen, were hired by the Beis HaMikdash in order to do work, and we want to make sure that they're not getting paid more than they're supposed to. Let's say, for example, this fellow was hired to build 10 amos of wall, and the stipulation is that every amo is a dollar, so he gets paid $10 for 10 amos of wall. Now, when he builds that wall, if he's going to use the amo of Moshe Rabbeinu, exactly 6 tefachim, the problem is he might end up building a little bit less than what he's supposed to. He doesn't even realize it, it's not on purpose, but at the end of the day, maybe he messed up and he built a little bit less, but he's still going to be paid for 10 amos, and that means that he's taking more money than he should from Hekdesh, and that's a type of me'ila in a way that's like he's misappropriating something from Hekdesh. He's not allowed to have it, and that's a loss for Hekdesh, and that's a pretty big problem. Therefore, when he builds, he actually builds with a larger one, with the one that's half of a finger breadth longer than Moshe Rabbeinu's, and therefore, even if he makes a mistake, he for sure is going to be building at least as much as he's supposed to, and then the money that he receives is going to be well deserved, and he's not going to be over anything. And the reason why, there's two different measurements that are larger than than Moshe Rabbeinu's six tefach chama is because the second one, which was a full finger breadth longer, that was for building, which is not so pricey, not too expensive. As opposed to when he's dealing with silver and gold, which is very expensive and it's difficult to work with as well, he only had to add on half a finger breadth per amma, not a full finger breadth. And we're stopping for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph, continue to discuss this amma in regards to building the Beis HaMikdash. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.